Are you a Surrey resident who's maybe thinking of doing some volunteer work but not quite sure where to start and who you might help? Well, if you can spare an hour a week to support someone in the local community and can bring your life experience to help improve someone's confidence, self-esteem and personal growth, becoming a volunteer mentor could be just the thing for you. Surrey Care Trust is currently looking for volunteer mentors and its coordinator, Kathy Lehman, joins me now. Hello, Kathy. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Annie. Thank you for having me.
Not at all. You're very welcome. Now, Kathy, in Surrey, there's quite a disparity in the county between people who are pretty well off or highly qualified and others who are finding things tough. I mean, 10% of young people come from low-income families. Some young people just aren't thriving, aren't achieving their full potential in terms of jobs or education. Add to that, one in five adults either have little or no qualifications. Tell us about Surrey Care Trust. How can you help people change their lives for the better?
Surrey Care Trust is a local charity that helps support changing lives. We have quite a few programmes. We have a Steps to 16, which is an alternative education programme based at a learning centre in Woking. Now, that gives a second chance to 14 to 16-year-olds who've been struggling in mainstream school. We also, Surrey Care Trust runs the Sure Start Children's Centre in Stanwell. Stanwell is next to Heathrow and it's part of a high area of deprivation. So within the Children's Centre, they encourage parents to attend with their children. They offer support groups, some informal education and just kind of play and learn with their children. We also have two swing bridge boats, which are canal boats, which is based in Dapdoon Wharf in Guildford. One is an environmental boat and the other is runs courses and activities for young people and adults. So other charities, schools and organisations can use the boats to go along and perhaps have a little sort of a team bonding, team building day. It's very good for self-esteem and motivation, and also is a training centre for National Community Boats Association. And part of also what we do as well is we run a lot of First Steps learning courses in the community. So rather than people coming into colleges, we actually bring those short-term First Steps learning courses into the heart of the community. So, for example, first aid courses.
So you're talking about adult learning courses?
This is adult learning courses, and we run them over in the east and the west of the county. And a lot of, we run them in community centres, children's centres. We work with mental health organisations, and we actually bring in those courses to them rather than people having to come out and go into colleges or into an environment that might be alien to them.
And that's basically to help them, because they may not actually be thinking about getting back into learning without some real help, some real positive encouragement.
Absolutely,
as you say.
And it really does boost their confidence and self-esteem by attending those courses. You know, they're very short courses, they might be between 6 and 10 hours, and it's a good chance for them to come out and meet people, but also at the same time leave with a certificate and think, actually, do you know what, I've achieved something. And that really does help boost someone's confidence and self-esteem to go on to progress to something further.
And the other thing that you do is mentoring support for young people and adults who are going through maybe a tough time and they want, you know, encouragement and help in making various decisions, difficult decisions sometimes, and they do need that extra support. And the reason you've come in today is that Surrey Care Trust is looking for volunteer mentors.
Yes.
And so give us a flavour. What sort of things could they help people with?
Well, we're looking for someone, as you said, to give an hour each week. I've, of course, starting next week at Canon in Reigate, who very kindly give us the free use of their training room. And we're just looking for people who would perhaps just want to give something back. They may have been through experiences themselves in the past, or they may just be looking to do some volunteering, giving something back to the community. They'd meet with someone on a one-to-one basis, and it would just be practical things like maybe going to the GPs with them. We've all been in that scenario where we're in with the GP and we forget what we need to say, and we forget, we come out and we think, I needed to have said that, I should have said this. So having someone else come along with you can give you that bit of support. So a lot of the mentors can do a lot of practical things, but they can also be a non-judgmental listening person.
And there's a whole spectrum. That's the thing that I loved about this when I read about what you're offering. As you say, it could be, it's a whole myriad of different things that people need. And just to give people an idea of what that includes, because I mean, I couldn't think of it until I actually read all the research and stuff that you very kindly sent me. I mean, it could be, like you say, It could be if you're going to see a doctor, you're not sure, you're going to forget things, you need that help. It could be if you're not good at filling in forms,
yes.
if you're having an interview. I mean, yeah. I know sometimes that in the past I could have done with some tips on yeah. interview techniques.
Yeah.
And it's basically tapping into the experience that mentors have, life
yeah.
experiences,
yeah.
to help boost yours. And also it could be sorting out benefits if you're signing on. Even if you're feeling lonely, if you're struggling to stay clear of drink or drugs, there's a whole spectrum of things that people need help with, isn't there?
Absolutely. And that mentor can just be that listening body. They're not there to tell you what to do. They're there to look at the choices that you have and help support you through whichever decision or choice you make. Change can be hugely daunting for people, and it's about supporting you, taking the right direction, and giving you guidance from someone who is a good listener and who's non-judgmental. They're not part of your social media. They're not part of your family. Their vested interest is there just to be able to support you or do those practical tasks with you. And that is what makes mentoring so, so important.
And that's the other thing you've just touched on that's very important too, because, you know, family relationships, we don't live in a perfect world, do
no,
we?
No, not at all.
And for the majority of times, you know, we do have moments where we have conflict within
Absolutely.
Families, and you can't see the wood from the trees,
yeah.
can you? And sometimes having somebody else with an objective view,
yes.
a standpoint, can actually really help you get back on the road to re-establishing those relationships that maybe have gone a little bit sour.
And when you're living within that, it's very difficult to see light outside of the tunnel. And someone being able to go and chat to someone in a coffee shop once a week for an hour and just be able to just offload all of the problems, anything that's gone on during the week, and just have someone who's a calm listener, who's there able to say, well, you know, have you tried doing this, or could you do that, you know, what do you think? And sometimes, you know, I'd like to think that all of the mentor and mentees come away from that meeting feeling like a big weight's been lifted off their shoulders, because they've got somebody to talk to and their vested interest is them. You know, we live in a world now where everything's done by social media, but actually there's a lot of people who live in social isolation, and that is what we're coming across more and more. And it's really good for people to be able to just reach out and talk to somebody and just be able to get some general advice or just practical support in doing day-to-day things that we take for granted but other people struggle with.
Absolutely. And as you say, it's that human contact
Definitely.
That is so important. I mean, you
yes.
can find out all sorts of information on the internet,
yes.
but it's a one-way sort of street.
Absolutely.
Eye contact
yeah.
itself
yes.
is something that's so important and
yeah.
so encouraging and uplifting for people. So just to let people out there know, the Susie listeners know, I mean, basically, your mentors would usually meet someone over a cup of coffee somewhere local, somewhere easy for both parties. You just sort of sit down and they will listen. And if you want to be listened to, that's basically what they'll do. And if you need help with things, with maybe getting in touch with services, a way of sorting out elements in your life, could be practical stuff, that's what they're there for. It's a friendly support that you're going to get, isn't
it? Absolutely. All of our mentors, we're part of the Mentoring and Befriending Foundation, and you know, it's sometimes when we're in a place where we've got so many things to do, it's just about sitting down with someone and just saying, I don't know where to start. And that person can say, right, okay, let's see what we can do. Let's see if we can, you know, let's take it one step at a time. And that in itself sometimes can just be a huge relief for somebody, a huge unburden of what's going on in their lives.
Absolutely. So just to sum it up, Surrey Care Trust, you support people in all sorts of
Absolutely.
Ways. Building skills for life, learning, work,
yeah.
resolving family issues, all those sorts of things. If you just want encouragement or to improve your confidence or someone to maybe help motivate you find a job, learn a new skill, those are all things that you're there
Absolutely.
To help with, aren't
yes,
they?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, Kathy, so tell us how we can get in touch then if we're interested in doing this.
Okay, so to get in touch, please do have a look at our website, which is www.surreycaretrust.co.uk. All our information about what we do is on there. Or you can email me on kathy.lehman@surreycaretrust.org.uk. All the contact details will be on your website, or the contact details are on Surrey Care Trust. And do perhaps drop me an email and see about coming onto the course next week.
That's fantastic. Cathy, thank you so much for coming on to talk about this great work the Surrey Care Trust does. It's fantastic. Good luck in finding some mentors. I'm sure you will get some really great people and to help support people in the county.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Not at all.
It's a very worthwhile volunteering opportunity, so please do get in touch.
Indeed it is. That was Cathy Lehman from Surrey Care Trust. So the message is basically this. If you're a Surrey resident looking to volunteer and share your life skills and experience, you could be just the right person to give that little bit of support, encouragement and inspiration to someone in the local community. And if you're interested, there are 3 training sessions taking place. They're on Thursday the 6th, 13th and the 20th of October from 6:15pm till 8:30pm at, as Cathy said, Cannon offices in Reigate. And if you want to get that sat nav going, it's RH28BF. And if you want a little bit more information or you want to go ahead and book your place, get in touch with Cathy Lehman by email, which is cathy.lehman@surreycaretrust.org.uk. Or you can call or text Cathy, and her number is 07919 213 904. I'll just give that to you again. It's 07919 213 904.
We built this city. We built this city.